Welcome to Connect the Dots, where we figure it all out. You hear that music? It's time to connect the dots, time to make some sense of all the craziness. Hey, welcome to the new world. It's changing faster than you think. Time's moving faster. There's a new world taking out old reality. Yeah, it's happening right now as we speak. And those of you that might be sleeping, your bodies are being worked on. Your DNA is being repaired. It's being brought back to life, that dormant DNA. The bad guys did it to us long, long ago, but we're going to finally reach the light at the end of the tunnel, and light will overcome darkness. But, hey, if you watch the mainstream media news, I mean, what a bunch of crap that you have to deal with. I mean, unfortunately, the people are still being brainwashed by the controllers. You know, the format hasn't changed. Every news program, every news station out there, they want to tell you about. They search the world. Where have people been killed today? We want to tell you about everybody who's been killed. We want to tell you about every fire that's got started anywhere, any place around the globe. We want to tell you about all the fires, all the wildfires, all the buildings that got burned down locally. And that's all we want to tell you about. We want to tell you about the warmongering. We want to tell you about how Europe is jumping on the bandwagon for more profit for the war profiteers. Yeah, that's what's going on, unfortunately. Now, can we decipher the truth of what is all that's happening? You know, I talk about it just about every week. I talk about going to 2012 portal. .blogspot.com, where the group represented by Colbert is talking about, you know, they're doing all these great things and going to get rid of the bad guys, and they're telling us about the event is coming. Hey, you know, I wish everything they're saying is true, even though they keep moving the goalposts down the road. But apparently with the last meditations, global meditations, if you'll listen to my voice, there'll be more of them coming up, and you really need to do your part as a member of the human race and participate in these things, because when many people collectively are doing and saying the same things at the same time, it creates a powerful force. And we're talking about creating a powerful force of love, of bringing in more light, higher vibrations, because the more light, the more higher the vibrations, the more easily the remaining evil diehards will be thrown off our planet. And we want to create such a loving thing on planet Earth here that these demons won't even think of coming back again. And they are going to get blown off. And we're going to have peace, finally. But it hasn't happened yet. So we all want to, you know, we all should be wanting to participate and bring more love into the world. And we have competing programs for who's telling the truth. It's like a game show going on here. You know, we got this representation by Cobra for the Galactic Confederation, which are supposedly the good guys, but then they have a group called the Resistance, you know? And then there's a bad group called the Resistance, I think, that belongs to the Galactic Federation. Not Confederation, but Federation. but they're claiming to be the good guys too. And then we have the freedom teachings that are out there now by the Melchizedek Cloister Emerald Order. And they're out there, and like over 50 videos. They've had this woman who, Ashiana Dean, she calls herself, and she's been participating in decoding these holographic data disks that can chain like 590 books, of which only 15 have been put together yet. And you got to wonder, this is being sponsored by a group of Iani priests from Kauai, Hawaii. I don't know how to, it's spelled K-A-U-A-I. I don't know how to exactly pronounce that. Kauai, Hawaii. Anyhow, they're a group of Iani priests that have been working with this woman, who by birth name was Diana Catherine, I believe. And they've gotten her, met with her and trained her to decipher or put into human book form, English language, the Cloister Dora Tora plates. I know all of this. You haven't heard any of this stuff before, but it's worth talking about. But now I got to, which is a translation of the ancient disks, the ancient Cloister Dora Tora plates, 12 holographic data disks. And they've been in the custody of these the Ayana priests out in Hawaii since pre-Atlantean times. Now, there's a lot of interesting information here, mostly telling us about the bad guys and what they've been up to for, I don't know, 590 million years ago or something that started. And one of the original breakouts and beginning of the anti-God groups. You know, I mean, so long ago do we even care, but it's interesting because that's when we could say evil being started manifesting in the universe. And they've done a lot of dirty, nasty things to us, and then they brought their crap to Earth, and they've been, they're the ones who set up the, there are a lot of hybrid races involved in this. And so these books are telling us about all these bad guys mostly, and how they've done us wrong, come up here, come over to our world, pretended to be the real gods, and set up false god religion, and set up the frequency fence, and blah, blah, blah. And the list is horrifying and goes on and on and on and on and on, and all these bad things. I just have to talk about this for a minute because the name of the show is Connect the Dots, and I connect the dots. And here we're talking about priests with this physical site out in Hawaii holding on to writings or discs, holographic discs, supposedly of the ancient history of the universe and our solar system and stuff like that, our universe. And it talks about a 15-dimensional matrix, which is a good thing to know, because supposedly we exist in one. And it's always good to find out more about the dimensions, you know. Most of us, we heard anything about it. We heard there was 12 dimensions and 12 overtones. That would be 144 possibilities. There's just a tremendous amount of information here. I've watched some of the videos, but I just don't have that time, much time to watch them all. But I made some determinations already. You know, here they're trying to, they're talking about all these negative ETs, but they drag into the equation about the three Jesus, three Yeshuas, which are kind of trying to knock down what those of us that are aware of what's in the Bible and other books that give reference to Jesus and whom he really is. They've got a couple of other versions of it here. And when you look at the fine details, they're talking about, well, John the Baptist, Jesus 12 from the 12th dimension, Jesus from the 9th dimension, and somebody named Miriam, who's in the Bible, who lived like 1,500 years ago or something like that. Well, they were all deciphering books around, deciphering these other hologram disks back in and writing books about it back around 12 BC, 10 BC. And they're claiming that the Jesus from born in 12 BC, by 10 BC, he was already deciphering books and had written six books. Yeah, sure. Two-year-old babies writing. Doesn't make any sense, you know? And there's no correlation between the Jesus mentioned in the Bible, which isn't the most informative information about Jesus. You can find other information about Jesus in the Keys of Enoch. And also the fifth apocryphal revelation, which I claim to be the authority on presenting the most information about Jesus. But at the same time, you know, so like how can you, you know, if you've got disks from supposedly 246,000 years ago, before Atlantean times, how can you possibly have information on Jesus around 12 BC or 0 AD in those disks, you know? That's another contradiction there. And then some of the other numbers they're putting forth don't coincide with any of the other numbers. So what are they saying? They've got the only truth and everyone else is a liar? You know, I'm sure some of it's true, but at the same time, what about the possibility that they slipped in some misinformation just to test us, you know, to see if we're smart enough to figure it out? Well, I think I figured out some of it already. A lot of what you're saying here, even though you're supposedly telling the truth, it doesn't jive up. You know, you're making some obvious mistakes here that, you know, an intelligent person is going to pick up. I mean, but of course, the person they've got to decode this stuff is willing to believe it all as absolute truth and just go with it, you know. We do that as people, you know. If you've never heard anything before from anybody else, chances are the first bit of information you come across, you're going to believe it. And so you start hearing more information from other sources. So I wanted to bring that up, you know. Where are these, you know, I think I have a right to criticize higher intelligences. Because if you're from the higher realms and you've had this stuff in your possession for all these years, and you just start teaching this young woman, started teaching her, let me see, 20 or 30 years ago about a mountain load of information to get her, teach her how to decipher this. Why didn't you just put it out yourself if you know how to decipher it? I mean, why did you have to get another person and spend years teaching another person how to do this? Doesn't make any sense. And why would you wait to the last minute, you know? Reality is playing out now. You know, we're in this final battle between light and darkness, and the light has already declared victory. You know, and the darkness, the anti-God creatures, they're going to lose. But the diehards want to fight it out to the last minute. You know how some thick-headed people are and dick-headed things are. And that's what's going on. So if they're so smart and they got all this important information, why would they wait to the last minute to bring it out? And if the rate of progress was they have like 590 books or 590 books of information, and in the 10-year time period, only 11 books were being able to decipher out of the holographic discs. I mean, that's not planning ahead, you know? You knew when the time cycle was going to change, the age of Pisces was going to end, and the age of Aquarius was going to begin. Why would you wait that late? And besides that, most of the people on Earth, we don't care about this detailed history from 570 million years ago. That could have been summed up in one page. Yeah, the demons broke away, blew up the Stargate 12 in 590 million years ago, and they've been conquering all the worlds and fighting and bringing their evil all around the galaxy. Enough said, okay? But most people don't even want to hear that. So that's my take on what's going on here. You know, again, these higher intelligent people and using all these terms, you know, what about the masses here on Earth? The masses are pretty, you know, simplified, and the story needs to be retold in a more simplified equation. There's too much information coming out in a short period of time. They should have started on this like 100 years ago or something, you know, if they wanted to really get the message going. Of course, people were really dumb 100 years ago. But at the, maybe in the 50s or 60s, they could have came out. In fact, my personal thing is, well, when the hippie revolution started in the 60s, and the people, the youth, were crying for love and peace, well, that was the time to start contacting the human race if you want to give us all this information from the past, you know? How did you miss the cue on that, you know? I mean, really, who's in charge in the higher realms? Aren't you paying attention? You know, my analysis of reading other intelligent people from the viewpoints and teachings of higher evolved beings, some of them know us quite well, and some of us don't have a clue, really. They don't, and haven't been looking in on us. You know, you all got the higher realms. You all got time travel. You all know how to teleport, and you all could have been. You know, if Earth is so important as you keep telling us now, why weren't you here monitoring things firsthand? You would have realized that. The end of the 60s, early of the 70s was the time to make the move, you know? Everybody is starting way too late on this, you know? Even when I go to the 2012 portal, you know, supposedly there was supposed to be the changeover was supposed to happen in 2012, you know? And the events should have happened by then, too. But, again, underestimated the power of the evil forces by the so-called good guys. You know, it just irks me. And these beings, you know, jeez, I mean, it's just annoying, you know? And here we are having to deal with all this crap, you know, and it just gets worse every day. with the governments, because the governments are all like run by demons now, and they're just continuing. Look at the crap they put us through with the fake pandemic and stuff. How many innocent people's lives were destroyed, actually killed or made sick for the rest of their life here on Earth by those rotten government liars and all the crooks in the pharmaceutical industry and demon doctors willing to go along with the program to put poisonous vaccines into people. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. You know, there is no logic to vaccines when you understand how complex a human being is and what really defines healthcare. Vaccines don't make any sense, period. And doctors get brainwashed in med school. That's what med school is all about, brainwashing doctors to believe in crap like vaccines. You know, people... I'm on Twitter and people post, it's a good place to learn things. And I follow people that want to uncover all the conspiracies. You know, there are no conspiracy theorists. They're all conspiracy revealers. Yeah, and there's plenty of conspiracies ongoing. And believe me, there's more that don't even get funny that don't even get talked about. Hey, I talk about it almost every week. I've got this book out there called Connect the Dots Theory, and in that book I list 39. I had to draw the line somewhere. There's many more. 39 ongoing conspiracies. Can you name 39 ongoing conspiracies? Well, if you read my book Connect the Dots Theory, you wouldn't. It's a book put in simple English because I don't want to make the mistake that those of the higher evolved, higher dimensions make when they try to communicate with us on Earth here and the general population. They use too sophisticated terms. They don't try to down-talk the language to the level of what the people are on the, you know, on the surface here. And if your purpose of your conversation is to communicate, well, you really need to make it as simple as possible. In my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I use the simplest words I can come up with so that everybody, anybody who picks it up, if you have a high school education, and if you have a junior high school education, you can read my book and understand some of the complex things I'm talking about and some of the important things. And that's the proper way to educate the people. And that's what my book is, Connect the Dots Theory. It's an educational text. Even though Google insists to list it as fiction because I guess they see the word theory there and they, hey, you know, it's their form of platform or whatever. I can't force them to redefine it as nonfiction because it is nonfiction. And that's the book. If you know, you can read it in 2.5 hours, 3 hours if you're a slow reader. Only has 100 pages of text because there is no filler. It's just getting to the point and making the big issues about, you know, how we're being controlled, manipulated, and then some basic lessons in geometry and understanding how everything is connected with geometry. And amazing stories are included. My personal encounters with the Earth, you know, Mother Earth is a living thing. And by telling true stories, it will encourage others to tell their true stories. You know, I've had some amazing experiences in my life, and I list them in the book. And if you read it, you'll be inspired, not to mention the pictures in my book are pictures of what the camera can pick up that you can't see, but pictures that nobody else has. You know, I mean, if you're not interested in seeing some new pictures that nobody else has, I don't know. I guess you're just not interested in anything then. You know, but I've got them in the book, you know. 60 or 70. I don't know the exact count. And I've got drawings of things I didn't have a camera with me, but amazing things of things coming out of the sky or other phenomenal events that I witnessed personally. And I'm a fairly good drawer. So I make the point, you know, there's a drawing there of the thing that comes out of kind of like a bent air conditioning vent that comes out of the sky. You only can see the outline of it, but it can come down and hover over you. It could probably scoop you up. That's how they probably abduct people. They don't have to use the beam out of the spacecraft. They just open up a portal in the sky, and they send down this crooked air conditioning vent thing that is outlined by points of light. And I have to draw a very accurate picture of it. And it was coming after me. But apparently once I started looking at it and they noticed I was looking at it, they didn't want to pick me up then. But it was moving in for me. And I guess my awareness and the fact that they could see that I could see it, they decided not to do it. But if I had been not aware, I might have been sucked up and taken off this earth for all I know. Surely the thought had popped into my mind, and the rest of the night, believe me, I was watching the sky intensely because I didn't want to be scooped up to God knows where. And these things happen, and these things appear when you're out in the wilderness at gatherings, yeah. So, and I also claim anybody who reads my book, you will definitely learn a thing or two because I talk about things that nobody else has even talked about before. And it's all in that book, Connect the Dots Theory. And that, I mean, you can get downloaded for $5 and change or $7 on a notepad or something like that. I mean, hey, you can get to view a little over 40 pages for free. Thank Google for that. I never even authorized it, but they did or whatever. I guess it's free advertising. You just Google in. The Google bar, you know, Google everything nowadays. It's Connect the Dots Theory. And they'll show you a picture of the cover. The cover of the book has amazing things on it, too. It shows you, has the two clear pyramids that automatically manifest the two twin trade towers inside of them. Now, isn't that kind of coincidental? Which kind of points to the fact that multidimensional physics were used to bring down the buildings. The whole thing with the fake plane and all that other shit, that's just to confuse idiot people. And the fact that the building fell free-falled. And there was no way to do that except with some superior powers that never get talking about, except those who have the secret info. And, you know, if you it'll help you connect the dots and kind of like prove to you that there was something really multidimensional about bringing those buildings down. And you learn all about pyramids, too. You know, pyramids are very special things. But you know, you should buy the book and educate yourself. And the pictures alone, well, you'll never forget them when you see them. About things that fly around at night and leave light trails. Yes. And, you know, you can find them in your backyard. They apparently like to nest on spruce trees. How about that? And all you have to do is get yourself a camera and learn how to do nighttime photography, and you might pick up a few yourself and have your own selection of photos. And you know, I'll be having a video coming out in a couple of weeks that shows capture some of one of these light beams at a Beatles concert. Yeah, well, the Beatles were popular. I'm sure spirit beings were visiting. But there's a photograph out there I happen to come across, and I talk about it for a minute here. It's going to be in my next YouTube video. Right now, you know, I claim to be the Beatles, the most important event that ever happened on the face of the earth, really. Least of all in the 20th century. You know, some people would say Jesus was the most important thing. And for his time, at that point in time, he was. But he himself said, we will do greater things than him. And believe me, the Beatles went and did it. They changed the world without even trying. When they did their stadium concert, they made the air sizzle like electric sparks coming off high tension wires that make a sound. If you've ever been under high tension wires, you can hear them sizzling in the air. That's powerful electricity. Well, the Beatles were able to generate that on their first stadium concert, and I think on the second one also, because they, you know, they just had that special magic. And in fact, John Lennon was right, not to take anything away from Jesus, but the Beatles were more popular than Jesus, mainly because they had millions of fans following them. When Jesus walked the face of the earth, he had 12 disciples, and you know, some hundreds of locals, maybe thousands, that's it. But he didn't have millions of people following him, and he didn't give a concert with 55,000 people screaming where the air was sizzling. So they did. John Lennon was right. They were more popular than Jesus. In that respect, that, and but he, you know, he also explained that we're not saying we're better, but they were more popular than Jesus, and that is a fact. Anyhow, right now I have the Beatlemania in America video, and to find out a little about how popular they were, give it a watch. You know, just go to YouTube and key in the words Beatlemania in America. And if it doesn't give it to you right away, right immediately, pop up the thing where you'll see this. It's a 10-minute, 4-second video. You'll see the cover picture has the girls holding up a big sign, we love you, never leave us. You know, some diehard Beatle fans from when they first came to America. But you'll learn something by watching their video just about how popular they were and why they were the greatest band of all time. And no one will ever, ever come as close in popularity as they did. And you'll understand why if you watch that video. And like I said, just go to YouTube, type in Beatlemania in America. If the machine wants to be difficult while you're typing in the Google search bar, you right behind it by Tom Edison, and then it will surely bring it up. But you shouldn't have any problem finding that. Anyhow, if you know nothing about the Beatles, man, you will learn in 10 minutes plenty. Hey, it might be, and maybe that'll have you looking forward to the next Beatlemania in America, too. In a couple of weeks, I'll have that out, which will show you that photograph with the spirit beings capturing the spirit beings attending. And cameras can pick up things that people can't see, the Beatles in one of their performances. So much. So much for that. So, in the meanwhile, things are changing fast. Time is speeding up. Most people, when I mention that to them, they agree. Yeah, time is moving faster. And before we know it, the event will be upon us. looks like, because I've been following this thing for more, probably 5 years now, that they'll probably drag it out to the final moment of planetary ascension, you know, and the whole thing. The era is ongoing conspiracies to digital zero.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.